Well, this Thursday, playwright and storyteller Kevin Kling and the chamber music group Zeitgeist will perform at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts in Grand Marais. Kevin Kling joins us by phone now to talk about his work and the upcoming performance. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here this morning. Well, I love the name of the piece you're performing Thursday evening. It's For the Birds, a chamber music suite with music, poetry, comedy, tragedy, artistry.
Yeah, it's the smorgasbord.
That covers just about everything. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's a piece that I created with my buddy Victor Zupank, and it's based on bird poems that I wrote. And Victor set them to music, and then it was just a stroke of luck. This wonderful group, Zeitgeist, wanted to perform a piece and wanted to work with me, so we got together, and Victor actually wrote the piece specifically for them, and they are... It's just mind-blowing, the stuff they put together.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Zeitgeist. How did the collaboration with Victor and with Zeitgeist come about, and what does Zeitgeist do?
Well, they're a chamber group, and it's this incredible collection of instruments. Like, Pat's on clarinet, and Shannon's on piano, and we got a couple of people on vibes, and then Victor's on keyboard, so it's this really eclectic, beautiful group of instruments that you wouldn't necessarily put together, but when they come together, it's this beautiful stew. And then Victor and I have worked together for years at the Children's Theater. We did so many kids' plays together. And Victor said, I want to do something that's got a little more teeth to it. I want to do something that's got some depth. And when I wrote these bird poems, he just said, that's it. And we got together with Zeitgeist, and it's just, and it's really taken off. I was actually surprised that the responses have been just wonderful.
Have you done something like this before? It sounds really different.
It is really different. No, I haven't. I've worked with music before and with storytelling, but I've never worked with something so interwoven. It's the piece really does. In fact, Victor's even got me doing a couple of songs, and I mean, musically, I plateaued in the junior high, but he's pulled me out and even has me involved with that. So it really is more interwoven than I'm used to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I follow your work a bit, and I know you're described as a playwright and a storyteller and a poet and a humorist. What drives you artistically?
You know, there's a buddy, and he lives over in Le Couderay, and he always says, you can get through anything with sense of humor and sense of self. And I think he's right. I've had some knocks in life, and if you can laugh about something, it doesn't control you anymore. And if you have a good sense of self, the same thing. And we get that really from our community or our family. So I really proudly am a regional writer. I love being from Minnesota. I love writing for and about us. And just, I think by having a sense of community, I think you can really get through the tougher times. And so that's what really drives me, I think, and to be an artist in my community and make it better.
Well said. I think a lot of people would agree with that. Well, Kevin, I understand also that you're leading a conversation for poets, storytellers, and humorists, and anyone else at noon on Thursday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is where I love these, where it's kind of a workshop get-together, just kind of talk about the craft and what we do and why story is important, and then even do a couple of exercises where you don't even have to get up, where we just come up with stories. Where do they come from, and why are they important in people's lives? And this is where it really comes from. I mean, I can always tell when a show goes well, because after the show, somebody doesn't come up and talk about the show we just did. They talk about what it conjured in their own lives. And so a get-together like this really gets the conversation going and really gets it moving.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, is there anything else you'd like to add before we let you go this morning?
No, come on down. I love the community, and I'm so glad to get back up to Grand Marais. I'm so glad, because the arts community up there is so rich.
It is.
And eclectic and beautiful. I'm really excited to get back up.
Well, and we're excited to have you, and in fact, we're getting snow just for you today.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we'll look forward to seeing you in town on Thursday.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Kevin Kling. He's performing For the Birds, a chamber music suite with music, poetry, comedy, tragedy, and artistry with the chamber music group Zeitgeist this Thursday evening at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts in Grand Marais. There is also a noon conversation if you'd like to attend that. Tickets are available at tix.com or at the door 1 hour before the performance.